Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
We are excited about what God.
Hallelujah. If you missed on last night, you missed a wonderful treat that we had. God showed up in this place and showed out, giving shout outs to Prophetess Cynthia P. Roberts from Cathedral of Praise in Orlando, Florida. The woman of God brought the word and brought the prophetic word accurately. And God began to move in here mightily with signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. We want you to just sit back and enjoy, because the next speaker that we're going to have this morning is going to be none other than Pastor Geneva Salter from Love Center Church. He's going to bring the word this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We just give God all praise, all glory, and all honor. Just quickly want to move through the announcements. On Tuesday, join us live, 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyles with none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen. And then on Thursday at 7 p.m., join me, yours truly, Prophetess Crystal, for Prophetic Atmosphere. And then come right back here again on Saturday, 10:30 a.m., again for Kingdom Lifestyles. Where can you find us? www.ctkr.org. That's www.ctkr.org. We are in the process of revamping our website, but in the meantime, you can go there and learn more about us. Click on the WOPD tab. Also, click on the tab about Apostle McQueen. You can learn about us individually, about our church, and the churches and ministries that we cover under our guidance and our spiritual covering, our sons that are and daughters that are over in Africa and over in Nigeria and different places as such, giving you all greetings over there as well. Amen and amen. Also, please, if you want someone to touch and agree with you, please take a moment to leave a prayer request there. Amen. If you want somebody, even just a praise report, just to tell us what God is doing in your life. We want to connect with you. We want to know what God is doing in your life out there. Let us know. Amen. Now, just keep the announcements before you accordingly. And now I'm getting ready to go into reading the scripture and going right into prayer and then releasing it for the praise and worship. Amen. Because I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do. Amen. If you would grab your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Luke. Amen. The book of Luke, chapter 10. Hallelujah. We're going to start at the 17th verse and then we're going to read as such. Luke 10 and 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice now, excuse me, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Father, in Jesus' name, we magnify. God, I give your name glory. I give your name honor. I thank you for this day that you have made, for I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you right now that your presence and your anointing is already in the place. God, I thank you right now that you're getting ready to move in signs, wonders, and miracles. Lord, we ask that you would just take over in this place this morning. Crown the speaker's head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, let her speak with the oracles of God this morning. Let the word come tonight, or and even this morning, let it bring change. Let it bring deliverance, God. Let it break the chains off of someone's life in the name of Jesus. Let that word begin to speak into someone's destiny and begin to turn it and change it over in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking now that people will begin to awaken out of their sleep and their slumber. God, I'm asking right now that the saints, the church, your people will begin to awaken out of their comfort zone in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will begin to go forth. God, I'm asking that they will begin to understand who they are in the kingdom. God, I'm asking that they would begin to understand who you have called them to be in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, I'm asking for signs, wonders, and miracles to happen and manifest in someone's life this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that you would begin to shift and shake in this place as only you know how to do in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking now that you anoint everyone, God, from the pulpit to the door. Father, I'm asking in Jesus' name, you will begin to stir us up. You call this conference back to the basics. God, you're calling us back to the foundations, which is Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, right now, we're asking in Jesus' name that you would begin to manifest your power and your glory in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to your people tonight. Speak to your people this morning, God. Even in the music, let the music speak prophetically. Let the word of God come forth prophetically on tonight. We don't need another warmed over word. We need a word from heaven. We need a word from bread of life. In the name of Jesus, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We're calling on the word of God. We need fresh word. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, begin to call forth the intercessors. Begin to call forth, God, the prayer warriors, God, the men and women. Begin to call forth now. Yet they must go out of their sleep and slumber. It come waken up, waken up, prophets, waken up, waken up, apostles, waken up, pastors, waken up, evangelists, waken up, pastors and teachers, the fivefold ministry. I command you to waken up now in the name of Jesus. It's time for us to rise up. It's time for the true church to rise up in the name of Jesus and take forth their authority. It's time, oh God, remove the blinders off our eyes in the name of Jesus. Break us out of our comfort zones. God, let us recognize the many winds that are blowing, that we may recognize that which is of you in the name of Jesus. In We've been preaching messages that have not been bringing deliverance too long. Oh God, forgive us now. Wash us and cleanse us in your blood. Wash us and cleanse us in your anointing. Bring back power, God, into the house of God. Bring back power, God, into the church, God, in the name of Jesus. Where is the church? Yes, God, we say yes again. We say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your way again, God. Your will is our will. Your will is our will. Your will is our will. We want to do the will of the Father. Yes, 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 of everything that's not like you. Until only you remain. Only you remain. Only you remain. Your image and your likeness is all that man can see. Oh God, I give your name praise. I give your name glory. Unstop deaf ears this morning, God. Let them hear your voice this morning. Let the unsaved, God, hear your voice this morning. Say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus. Break down these walls of religion, God. Destroy the work of the witch. In the name of Jesus, we bind every word cursed. We bind every word cursed. We bind the works of the witch. Rend it in your sight. In the name of Jesus, we disbut the Bosheka Yadesha. We bind the works of Absalom. Yende Shumbo Doshea. What if I was king? What I would do if I was king? Rendedo Shemba Doshaya. God, bring order back to your church. In the name of Jesus, start at the head and roll down to the body. Rendedo Sheko Basheda. We've been playing church too long. Make every crooked way straight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we magnify. We glorify. We magnify your holy name. You are worthy of all. Oh God, right now we give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name praise. Because you're that kind of God. We love you with everything that we have. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Come on, give up some praise in this place. Come on, open up your mouth and speak sweet words unto the Lord your God. Hallelujah, manda shada so. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Come on, open up our mouths and let's begin to worship the Lord. Ide shemando shokaya. Hallelujah, namba sataya. Hallelujah, mamba bosheya. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. We thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, welcome, hallelujah, to Women of Prophetic Destiny, day two. Amen. Put those hands together for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just want to welcome all of our live stream worshipers this morning. Good morning to you, and God bless each and every one of you. We're excited that you have joined us. Even those of you that are on Blog Talk, we are excited and grateful unto God that you have joined us this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to go to the next level. Amen. Amen. Come on and let us receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Come on, let's give God another hand clap of praise in here. Thank you, God. Amen, amen. Glory to your name. Let us read a quick scripture, and then we're going forth in the name of the Lord. Amen? Yeah, glory to God. Book of Luke, coming out of the King James Version. Book of Luke, chapter 10, reading at verse 18. And it says, well, let's go to 17, and the word says this, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power, someone say power, to tread up on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power, someone say power, of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's a powerful message right there. Hallelujah. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice. Someone say, I got to rejoice. Because my name is written in heaven. Now, that's something to give God a praise about. If you have, you've been saved, if the Lord is living on the inside of you, he has given you all power. Someone say, I have all power.
All power.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, let us receive Apostle Christopher McQueen.
Hallelujah.
With a hand clap of praise. Amen.
Come on, let's give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
That was wonderful hand clapping, but now open up your mouths and let's give God a praise.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want you to know that without God, you are nothing, we are nothing, we can do nothing. Even this morning, those who are tuning in by the web, I want you to know that this is your day.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And look at your neighbor and say, this is your day.
This is your day.
Come on, come on. Own it, own it. Say it again. This is your day.
This is your day. Hallelujah.
And if this is the day that is your day, you have to understand that God made this day. Amen. But when he made the day, he delegated the authority of it to you.
Yes, God.
What are you going to do with the day that the Lord has made? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to rejoice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to be glad.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on and sing this with me. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will
rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it.
Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Come on, put your hands together. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. What you know about Jesus, he's all right. What you know about Jesus, he's all right. What you know about Jesus,
he's all right.
Oh, what you know about Jesus,
he's all right.
He's all right, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right, he's all right.
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 He's 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 all right.
What you know about Jesus?
He's all right.
You know about Jesus?
He's all right.
What you know about Jesus?
He's all right.
What you know about Jesus?
He's all right.
Come on, put your hands together and give God a praise. God is a good God, yes he is. God is a good God,
yes he is.
God is a good God,
yes he is.
Oh, God is a good God,
yes he is.
God is a holy God,
yes he is.
God is a holy God,
yes he is.
God is a holy God. God is a holy God.
Yes, he is.
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 Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He is.
Yes, 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 he is.
Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It is songs like this when we speak of back to the basics. We're talking about the songs that we grew up on. Amen.
Amen.
The songs that are foundational. Amen.
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say foundational.
Foundational.
Because what we've gotten into is all these wonderful melodic songs that have all kind of changes. But guess what? There's nothing else to it.
Right.
No power, no resume, nothing. When we used to sing songs like, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Now, when I started singing that, everybody who had a connection felt something. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your will.
Yes,
to your will.
Yes,
to your will. Yes, to your will, Jesus. 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 See, we stopped singing about him. We stopped singing yes to his will. Because we have our own agendas, we have our own ways, our own desires, we have our own undercurrents, all this other stuff. But if we get back to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Come on, lift up your voices.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you,
oh
God. Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Come on, let's shift this atmosphere. Open up your mouth.
We bless your name,
oh
God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you in this place, oh God. Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way in this place, oh God. Have your way.
He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. A wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder. Hear my soul. He's a wonder. Get tired of calling his name.
Jesus.
Come on, call him with me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God.
I promise you we wanted to do some more of the upbeat songs, but I just feel to stay right here and
bless
just
name,
love on him
oh
a little bit. Hallelujah.
We love you, God.
We love you, Lord.
We adore you, God.
We love you, Jesus.
We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Because
he first loved me. Come on, sing it with me. Sing it, oh,
oh.
Wonderful.
To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful.
Oh, to me,
he is so wonderful.
Because
he first loved me.
One more time. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Do you know?
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shine the Lord, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Lift up your hands and sing that with us. Holy Spirit,
fill this room.
Shekinah glory,
Shekinah glory, sweet perfume.
Reach your presence, we
need your presence.
We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Say one more time, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit,
fill this room.
Shekinah glory,
kind of glory, sweet perfume.
We need your presence.
We need your presence. We need you.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Now, if he's going to fill this room, it's because you created a throne of praise for him, a throne of worship for him. Just lift up your hands, lift up their voices, and create that throne. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting.
Build your home.
The Lord, we want to thank each and every one of you for coming out this morning. Amen. For taking time out of your busy schedule to join me and to join us to be, just begin to give God praise and glory. Amen. And I am excited about who's going to be ministering other than Pastor Salter of Love Covenant Love Center. I'm gonna get together. Love Center Church. Y'all can just give her a hand for being in the house this morning. Amen. 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 I'm excited about the word that's going to be delivered. I asked the Lord when putting the conference together, what is it that he needs to minister to people? And he just drifted right in my spirit back to the basics. And it is really time for us as a body of Christ to get people back to the foundation, which is Christ. Amen. And it is time for us to live a holy life, a whole lifestyle. Amen. We got everything all mixed up, and we have too many people that are being taught to and with every kind of doctrine and calling it God, and it's not God at all. Amen. Amen. We're calling things that are evil good and things that are good evil. And you know the time that we are living in. But God has a people. Oh, yes, he does. God has a people that have not bowed down to Baal. Amen. We're still speaking the truth. It may not be a popular message, amen, but it is the right message. Amen. And when it's all said and done, I will be able to see the master face to face and him saying, welcome, you have everything that I told you to do. Amen. Because it's not about popularity, it's about being right to God. And we have to get back to teaching people basics, and that's love. And that's teaching people how to live a holy lifestyle. That's teaching people how to be committed to the body of Christ, Amen. How to be faithful. Amen. How to call on the name of Jesus. How to get a prayer through. Hallelujah. You all remember, it's like the minute the door is open, you prayer in the morning, prayer in the evening, and prayer when you go home at night. Amen. And if you weren't praying, you were fasted. Amen. You meant to fast now, and people want to read the other one talking about, oh, I never got that word. I didn't get that word. They want to get the message. Why they don't want to fast, but yet they want to be called, want their name to be called. They want to begin to be ministered to. They want to minister. Do you understand what I'm saying? They want to do everything but live a holy lifestyle. Amen. And the only way you could truly walk in the anointing is that you are consecrated. Amen. And that you strive daily. Paul says, I die daily. Hallelujah. And that's what I want to do today, continually die daily. And I know it's your heart, but I definitely want none other than Pastor Sister to just do to do what God told you to do. I know they've been in revival all this week, so I'm already like just take us up to the level that we're in. And amen. And I just do one thing, Pastor. Are we going to do an offering? We're going to do it after she's ministered. That's all I need to know, man. All right, let's see what we're going to do. All right, y'all ready for the word? I said, ready for the word? I am ready for the word of God. This word of God, I have known about 4 years when we first, when I put myself first here, we asked everybody in Tinyville, as I call this field Tinyville, because it is compared to where I compared to where we come from. And I said, where is the house of God and where are the trees? I wasn't impressed with what I saw so far. And they were like, you need to go for the men's, and that's where the altar boy, they called them the altar boy. They were like, the altar boy, the altar family was over there. And when we arrived, sure enough, we had to have church. And I said, this is where, this is where I'm used to right up in here. We connected, and they've been a wonderful blessing to me and my husband for the past 4 years. We've just connected. Anything I asked them to do, and they've always showed up. Every one of the times I've had, they have been, what, going on the third one? They've been at every one. And they jumped into everything. And I fully appreciate it, and I will never forget that. Amen. Amen. So with further ado, let us receive this woman of God with the word of God, none other than Pastor Salter. Come on, let's put our hands together for the woman of God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a good God, and he's worthy of praise. Worthy of the honor. My God. My God. My God. God. Hallelujah. Let's bow your heads with me for a moment. God, we thank you for this time that you're giving us to go to the word. I ask God that you allow your anointing to rest upon me in the name of Jesus. Come on, word my mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. God, give me, I'll say it in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for the victory in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank God for this so much, Queen. Amen. Amen. The visionary for the conference. Amen. Amen. Yes. 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 Thank you so much for the invitation. And I thank God for the God connection that he's given. Amen. And certainly, we honor Apostle Queen today. Amen. Pastor McQueen, thank God for him. And respect to him. And to all of you, the King's children, certainly honor the angel of this house, Apostle Lord, in his absence. So thank God for you. When I've been thinking about this theme, back to basics, it just really got nervous. Thank God for those of you from love today that came to be here. I praise God for you. I praise God for you. But as I began to think about this theme, it really struck a nerve, and, because I've been talking about going back to the basics myself. I love to go back to the basics. And I went back to the roots of everything that we learn in life. Before we could even learn to read or write, we had to learn the basics. We had to learn the ABCs. I began to reflect, and I remembered, you know, that before I learned how to read, and before I could learn how to recognize letters, I had to learn the song. You know, before I could begin to write, I had to learn the song. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I had to learn the song. And again, meditating on the theme, I began to remember that before I could learn how to add, I had to learn how to count. Before I learned how to subtract and multiply and divide, I learned how to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on. And the way I learned the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s was by rote memorization. I had to hear it over and over and over again. I had to repeat it over and over and over again. I had those letters on the classroom wall so that when I went into the classroom, there was something to remind me. There was something that I could connect that song to. You understand what I'm saying? I had to learn the numbers because they had the numbers on the wall. And when I came into the classroom in kindergarten, they began to say, this is number one, and this is number two, and this is A, and this is B. And we're in the salvation world, it's the same thing. Somebody has to point the way to us. We have to be taught how to get back to the basics. We have to learn and be taught what the basics are, because we learned that faith comes by what? And hearing by. So I began to put this together with the basics of my salvation. I began to understand that in order to live right, I had to learn the word. In order to become a giver, I had to learn the word. Before I could love my enemies, I had to learn the word. Before I could cast out devils, I had to learn the word. To learn the word, I have to hear it over and over and over. So today we're going to be talking about getting back to the basics. And to get back to the basics, we have to get back to the word. Go with me to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 1 and verse 2 in the King James Version says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. In the easy-to-read version, it says, like newborn babies hungry for milk, you should want the pure teaching that feeds your spirit. With it, you can grow up and be saved. The New Living Translation says, so get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk. Hallelujah. So that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. You know that when babies are hungry, they begin to cry. They don't know exactly what it is they need. They just know that they have a pain in their stomachs and they need something to stop the pain. My God, my God. As a parent or as an adult, we know that the baby's basic need is for food. And since he doesn't have any teeth, then we know that we have to feed that baby milk. And as that baby is fed milk on a daily basis, it begins to grow and get stronger. Before you know it, he or she is turning over. They are sitting up, then standing and crawling, and then they begin to walk. But in the same way, when we see the saints of God all out of sorts, my God, when they're crying, so to speak, you know, sometimes you just don't feel right in your spirit. Something just going on wrong with you. You just don't know what's going on. You don't know why you feel the way you feel, but what you need to do is get yourself some milk. You need to go to the word of God. Hallelujah. What that saint really needs is the word of God. Just like newborns desire milk, thrive on milk, are nourished on milk, so must we desire and thrive on and be nourished by the word of God. Just like milk helps babies to grow naturally, the word will help us grow spiritually. There are so many who never pick up their Bibles from week to week. They go to church on Sunday. Maybe they'll pick it up off the shelf. Now we have our iPads and our iPhones. But, you know, during the week, we don't look at our Bible unless we just happen to go to Bible study. My God, we would rather have someone just explain the word to us. We'd rather just go and sit and let somebody tell us what the word says. My God, while there's nothing wrong with having someone teach you the rudiments and the doctrine of the word of God, but at some point we ought to become proficient enough to dig into the word and gather from it nuggets that we need for our own daily lives. Hallelujah. However, when we're seeing in the church nowadays is that men come, but they're not able to stay. They'll come into the church. They'll get that little feel good. They'll get that little happy, but they're not able to stay in the church. The reason for that is that they didn't get the basics down pat. They didn't get the word down on the inside like they should have gotten it. The word wasn't able to take root, and as a result, as soon as something came along that sounded good to them, or as soon as trouble came along, then they leave the church. So we've just got to get back to the basics. When I graduated from college with my BS degree in elementary education, I had to take a test that was called the CLAST. And if you're in my age bracket, you know what the CLAST is in Florida. My God. When I took it the first time, I passed everything with flying colors except for math. Math had always seemed to be an area in which I struggled. In high school, I got through math with a D. In college, I got through math because I thank God for my instructor that will walk out the room and say, I'm leaving the room, I'm giving you the test, but I'm going to take a smoke, I'll be back. That's how I passed college, math. Just got to tell you the truth. You know, it just seems like I could not understand math. When the teacher would get up and begin to teach math, seemingly they were speaking another language. It seemed like they were speaking Greek, and I would just get this mental block, and I just could not get math. My God. There seemed to be no logic to it. I took the class several times, and every time I took it, I didn't pass it. The math part. One time I came very close, but close just wasn't good enough. When my husband was assigned to the church in Mims in 1998, and we knew that we were going to move to Brevard County, I had one more opportunity to take the CLAST test, or I would lose my teaching certificate. When I came to Brevard County, I began filling out applications looking for a job. And, I had been teaching in the middle school. I love teaching in the middle school because I love teaching language arts. That was my thing. So, you know, I wanted to find a job in a middle school where I could teach language arts and not have to deal with math. But I want you to know that after going to all of the middle schools, I could not get a position. God placed me in an elementary school. Now, I didn't believe that God had done it at the time. I was not happy about having to teach elementary school because that meant I had to teach science. That meant I had to teach social studies. And God knows that meant I had to teach math. So what I would do is I would go home at night, learn the lesson, and then teach it the next day. I was always just one lesson ahead of the students in math. But I began to teach elementary school. I taught from August to December. One semester I taught at an elementary school. I hated it every day, but I did my job because I believed if I was going to do anything, I needed to do it well. But I want you to know that the Lord blessed me in January to go to a middle school. Went back to teaching language arts, what I really love to do. But at the end of January, I was scheduled to take the class my last time before losing my teaching certificate. And you know, when I had been in the elementary school teaching math, I had to learn scientific notation, exponents, fractions. You know, I learned that as I taught it to the students. But I want you to know that when I kept telling the Lord, Lord, if you don't bless me to pass this test, it's okay, because I know that you must have something better for me. So I went into the class test on that last day to take this test before I lost my teaching certificate. And I
want you to know that as I opened the test booklet, when they said that we could begin, and I opened the test booklet, I almost jumped up out of my seat. Because what do you think was on that test? Scientific notation, exponent, and fraction. And I got real happy within myself because I said, I know this. But you know, I begin to wonder, why in the world had I had such a problem in the beginning? And I begin to reflect on why I had that problem with math all those years. And I begin to think back to my sixth grade year, in school. And I remembered that my teacher loved football. And about all he talked about in sixth grade math was football. And I want you to know, you know, once kids find out what you like, they will try to keep you distracted. And they'll talk to you about everything that you like so that you won't teach them what they need to know. And what the Lord said to me was, the reason why you couldn't pass math all this time is because you never got the basics. The reason why a lot of folk can't stay saved is because they never got the basics. Hallelujah. Yeah, now my son. I want you to know that we can live right if we get back to the basics. You know, years ago, my pastor had a saying. He said, get the word off the page and apply it to your life. You know, what he was saying is that it's wonderful to memorize the word. It's wonderful to be able to quote the word, but it's even better when you know how to apply it to your life. See, when we're faced with situations that would normally cause us to sin, when we know what the word says about that sin, then it will come up in us and we won't do it. Ephesians chapter 4. Go there. Ephesians chapter 4. See, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to the basics. We got to get to the word, not just quoting it, not just getting excited about when we hear it, but applying that word to our lives. Ephesians 4, verses 13 through 16. This is in the NLT version. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. See here, just like in 1 Peter 2, the word is talking about children and it's talking about growing. All right, so we're styled as children and we need to grow. Now, this particular passage in Ephesians is talking about the fivefold ministry that was set up in the church. But the reason why it was set in the church was to help us grow. Because we are children. I want y'all to get this. It's intended to help us grow because we are children. It's intended to help us grow because we are children. When I notice nowadays that a lot of children don't know how to tie their shoes. That's a lot of times not their fault, but a lot of times, it's because of the society in which we live. A lot of children now, they grow up with Velcro. They don't have to tie. But see, when I was growing up, that was a basic thing that you, I want y'all to understand something. That was a basic thing that you had to know, how to tie your shoes. I notice now that a lot of children don't know how to tell time on a regular clock. Because now in this society, we have digital clocks. But when I was growing up, you had to learn how to read the time with the hand, the short hand and the long hand, because that was one of the basics that we had to learn. Yeah, I want y'all to understand that because we were children, there were things that we had to know. And when we learned those things helped us to grow. So in the spirit world, in the spirit realm, we are children of God, but there are things that we need to know so we can just like in Ephesians 4, 1 Peter was talking about growing. These offices are set up in the church to teach us the word so that we would no longer be immature children, but mature in the Lord. We are taught the word so that we won't be influenced by a lie, but rather be influenced by the truth. But when we have learned the word, the Bible says, we will speak the truth in love and grow in every way more like Christ. What I've noticed is happening in the church is that because the enemy is who he is, and a lot of times everything is not the enemy, sometimes it's just us, but there's not a lot of growth going on. When I was growing up, they called someone who didn't go past 4 feet tall a midget. Now we call them little people. But there are a lot of little people in the church. There are a lot of folk with midget spirits in the church. Don't tell me what I'm doing wrong, because I want to stay just like I am. Don't correct me. My God, I want to stay right here. I don't want to grow. But if you get back to the basics, you will grow in Christ. My God. We ought to read and study the word of God and have the same love affair with the word that we have with food. Because it is food for our souls. Y'all know how some of us are about natural food. I ain't going to talk about somebody in this room. But we daydream about it. When you mention certain fowls, F-O-W-Ls, we get real excited in the spirit. Or is it in the natural? Is it going to be barbecued or fried? Is it going to be, oh my God, baked? You know, we just get all excited about that fowl. Sometimes we begin to lick our lips before we begin to eat it. Some of us even drool just thinking about how good it's going to be. Well, what about the spiritual food? How many times can you honestly say that you were ever daydreaming about the word of God? How many times can you honestly say that you couldn't wait till you got home to read it? But we'll say, man, I can't wait till I get to so-and-so so I can eat this. But we don't think about how we ought to be eating the word of God. We ought to have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hallelujah. I can remember a time in my life when I would rush home from work. And I just wanted to get into the word. And sometimes I would get so lost in it that I would just lose sight of time. I would get off at 3 and be home by 3:30 and get in that word and just get lost. My God. Before I knew it, it's getting dark outside. It was past time for me to fix dinner for my husband and my children. But I just love the word like that. I would read it during my break time. I would read it during my planning time. I just love the word of God. I love the word so much that it got down on the inside. Some of us are just surface Christian. I want to come to church and I want to feel the presence of the Almighty God. And then I want to go back home and do the same thing that I've always been doing. But when you get that word down on the inside of you, you can't be satisfied doing the same things you've always done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we used to have and really did make some excuses about not reading the word. We say, well, you know, I don't have time to read the word. I get bored reading the word. Or I just don't understand what I read. But we have no excuses now because there's electronic Bibles and there are all kinds of translations. And we can put it on CD and we can have it on DVD. No excuses. Hallelujah. All we got to do is get down in the word, talking about getting back to the basics. See, learning this word is not just for the purpose of being able to memorize it or to quote it. But you've got to have something in your arsenal with which to fight the devil. Because we have a real enemy that's trying to destroy us. He's going to be coming at you from many different angles. He'll come at you through your spouse and your children. He'll come at you through your boss and your neighbor. But most of the time, you've just got to have something in your arsenal just to get over yourself. You've got to learn how to put your flesh in its place. And the only way to do this is to know what the word says. Many times, our flesh is our biggest problem. There are a whole lot of things we give the devil credit for doing, and he has nothing to do with it. It's really just our own selfish desire. It's our own worldly longings. It's just our own stinking flesh. The Bible says that no good thing dwells in it, but if you haven't read your word, you may not have known that. So you got to use the word to help your flesh get under subjection. Now, we're talking about getting back to the basics. So let me talk about something else. You got to learn how to fast. Evangelist was all up in my word today when she was up here. But you got to learn how to fast. You got to learn how to push that plate back. You got to learn how to afflict this flesh, crucify this flesh. She was talking about, Paul said, I've got to die daily. We all have to die daily to our flesh. My God. See, when you crucify this flesh, you won't be so quick to tell somebody off when they make you mad. When you crucify this flesh, you'll be able to truly love those who don't love you. When you crucify this flesh, you'll be able to tell your flesh what you are and aren't going to do. Sometimes your flesh will be itching to be vindictive, to get back at somebody. But you'll be able to tell your flesh, I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that. And I'm not going there. You have power over your flesh. That's going back to the basics. So you've got to learn how to fast. You've got to learn how to pray and study the word of God. But one thing I learned, too, that fasting will also help you hear the voice of God. See, when you have afflicted this flesh, the old folks used to say, once when you really done fast and you fasted right, this flesh won't be talking so loud. That's what they taught me when I was coming up in the church. When you begin to fast, you afflict this flesh, and you can hear the voice of God. My God. They also said when you fast and you afflict this body right, when you do it the right way, there won't be no fight in this flesh because it won't have strength to fight. Hallelujah. That's getting back to the basics. Ha. I know that we're living in a new day. But there is no new way. We're living in a new day, but there is no new way. The same basics it took for my mom to get saved and stay saved were the same basics it took for me. And the same basics it took for me to get saved and stay saved is the same basics it's going to take for you. Hallelujah. My God, we're going to have to go back to the basics. Now, the Lord dealt me with me in that word, and He dealt with me about fasting, but this is where the Lord really began to deal with me. The saints used to say, if you pray, you'll stay. And if you fast, you'll last. When I was coming on, that was Salvation 101. If you pray, you can stay. My God. And if you fast, you will last. Now, they told us that, I think, just about every time we walked through the door. So along with studying the word of God, you need to fast. But along with studying the word of God and along with fasting, then you need to pray. Now, this is what the Lord really, really began to deal with me about the basics. See, praying is not just some long wish list that you spout off to God. Prayer is communication with God. And I want you to notice I said communication. Because it's not communicating if all I'm doing is talking to Evangelist Crystal and I never give her an opportunity to talk back to me. It's not communication. I'm just doing a lot of talking. But communication is a two-way street. So you need to talk to God, but then you need to give him an opportunity to talk back to you. See, when you first learn to pray, you may start out telling God about everything you need him to do for you. God, I need some money. God, I need you to make my husband act like God. You know, we go through that when we first learn how to pray. And there's nothing wrong with telling God what you need. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But after that, you need to start growing in your prayer life and telling God how much you thank and appreciate him for who he is. Thank him for what he's already done. Thank him for what he's doing right now. And thank him for what he's going to do. Well, how do I know what God is going to do? Well, if you're studying his word, you'll know what he's going to do. All right, so you're praising him and you're thanking him. But then you've got to move from praise and prayer to worship. Worshiping him means to ascribe worth to him. You begin telling him what a holy God he is. You begin to tell him how righteous he is. You begin to tell him he's the lover of your soul. You begin to tell him, oh, he's a mighty God. He's what a majestic God he is. You begin to ascribe worth to him. But let me tell you what worshiping him and ascribing worth to him will do. It will move you into his presence. And when you get into the presence of God, what he's going to begin to do, we're still talking about basics, because this is something that you, this is Salvation 101. Well, Salvation 102. Can I just, we'll take it up or not. Salvation 102. You need to learn how to worship him. But when you get into the presence of God, then not only will he show you him, but he'll show you you. He will begin to reveal himself to you, but all of that stuff that's in you that need to come out. My God, when you begin to understand that a holy God, a God who has never committed sin, a God who has never been unjust, a God who's never had guile in his mouth, a God who loves you unconditionally is allowing you with your nasty self into his presence. That'll move you just to love him a little bit more. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The enemy of your soul does not want you to get into the presence of God. And what he will begin to do is that he will begin to send distraction in your way. As soon as you decide to get down to pray, the phone will ring. Somebody will knock on the door. The devil begin to tell you about something that you meant to do yesterday that you forgot, but now if you go do it now, you won't forget again, so get up and go. But you got to learn how to block the distraction. Oh, my God. See, a lot of us are still carrying some hurts and some pains with us from our past, and sometimes it ain't past. It's what's going on with you right now. Some of us have been molested and abused, and some of us have been rejected and had all kinds of things going on in our lives. And when we go into his presence, we have all those things weighing us down on our shoulders, on our minds. We have all of these things going on, and we're trying to get into the presence of God, but the devil keeps bringing all of this stuff back up to you, and you really want to get rid of this. You got all this unforgiveness in your heart, and you just got all of this going on, and here you are. Now you're down in prayer, but you haven't gotten over into worship yet. But you got all this stuff just weighing you down. But if you can begin to press, if you can begin to press through in prayer, if you begin to press through in worship, after a while, all of those things that have been weighing you down will begin to fall off, because see, it can't go into the presence. Glory to God. And you'll begin to step into another realm. And all of that stuff that was bothering you, my God, Jesus, it's got to go in his presence. But this is what I want you to understand. Sometimes when you've been depressed and oppressed, hallelujah, and you begin to get into the presence of God, and that thing begins to fall off you, my God, hallelujah. Thank thank you, Jesus. And where you thought you'd never have joy again, you discover joy. Because the Bible says that in its presence is the fullness of joy. See. The Bible says, oh, let us magnify the Lord. To magnify him makes him bigger. That problem that you're going through, it may seem like it's a big problem. But if you begin to magnify God, you ever had a magnifying glass? You ever tried to look at something that was real tiny, but you had to get a magnifying glass? What the magnifying glass does is make it bigger for you to see it. So when you begin to magnify God, you begin to make God bigger than your problem. So when you, so you got all of this weighing you down. You got all of this just, look, you just, Lord, I just, if I don't get in your presence, I'm going to die. You begin to get in his presence. And those things begin to fall off you because you are magnifying God and making him bigger than your problem. My God, and then when you get in there, he begins to minister to you. He begins to minister to your spirit, my God. And all those things begins to melt off you. Hold it up. Because in the presence of God, when you really begin to worship, see, his spirit comes down. My God. He comes down where you are. Jesus. See, the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. So he begins to come down where you are. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all of those things that were bothering you, they got to move back. But here's the challenge. The challenge is when you come out of the presence of God. Because you can't stay in his presence all day. You can't stay in his presence all night. So the challenge is, when I come out of his presence, can I stay out of depression? Can I stay out of oppression? Can I stay out of unforgiveness? How can I do that? When I've gone back to the basics and I learned the word of God. When I've gone back to the basics and I begin to pray. When I've gone back to the basics and I affect this body with fasting. I apply that. When the depression comes back, I can say, get back from me, depression. For God has given me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So you got to learn this word and use the word. My God. Hallelujah. You can't just learn it. You got to use it. You can't just learn it. You got to apply it. You can't just memorize it just so you can show me how savvy you are in the word of God. You got to use the word of God. You've got to apply the word of God. So when I see you acting funny with me, I'm going to apply the word and say, I will love my enemies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn how to apply that word. Hallelujah. That's going back to the basics. I remember years ago, if you had a problem, I don't care what church you belong to, you knew that somewhere at 12 o'clock, prayer was going to be going on in somebody's church. All you had to do was find the praying women. All you had to do was find somebody's door that was open. Go inside that church. Get down on your knees. Begin to talk to God. Let him work it out in you. My God, let him work it out in you. That's going back to the basics. My God. Hallelujah. That's going back to the basics. Get back to the basics of the word. Get back to the basics of prayer. My God. Hallelujah. 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 It's all right. It's all right. If you want to just tell him now, I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep it. If that's what you want to do, that's all right. But I want to tell you, when it comes time to fight the enemy, that ain't going to get it. You're going to have to learn how to war in the spirit. There's one thing to start praying, but then you got to, there's a time for warfare. Hallelujah. There's a time for warfare. There's a time that you got to put your gloves on in the spirit, my God. Hallelujah. You got to step into the ring in the spirit, my God. And you're going to have to start beating that enemy up with the word. Beat him up with prayer. Knock him out with prayer, my God. When I was a cheerleader in high school and middle school, we had a cheer that we would do. And it said, push him back, push him back, way back. My God, you got to have to learn how to do that in the realm of the spirit. Because the devil ain't playing now. He want to take us out. He's not taking prisoners. He's trying to kill us. But you're going to have to learn how to push him back, way back. But you got to do it in the realm of the spirit. Some fights that you are in, you're trying to fight it on a natural level. And baby, I'm going to tell you that when you fight on a natural level, you're going to lose the battle. You can't fight a spiritual battle in the realm of the flesh. The only way to fight a spiritual battle is in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes you just going to have to get on your knees. And you may have to stay all night long. There are times you may have to get on your knees with the intention of just being down there a few minutes. But you're going to have to learn how to stay there and pray. Pray until you pray through. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you begin to pray, you feel like you're just hitting a wall. You feel like you're not even penetrating heaven. But you're going to have to learn how to stay there. Stay there, stay there, stay there. Hallelujah. You're going to have to learn how to stay there until you pierce through the darkness. My God, that's getting back to the basics. And I want you to know today that heaven is waiting on you. A lot of times we say, I'm just waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're going to have to learn how to press through. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet right now. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I'm going to issue a challenge to you right now. And my challenge to you is the breakthrough. Because we're going to begin to worship God in here. And God is going to give us breakthrough. You got to get out of the mindset of church as usual. You got to get out of the mindset that, okay, at 11 o'clock we're doing this, and then 11:30 I know we're going to be doing that, and then 12 o'clock. No, baby, you got to get in the mindset that we're going to press through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm issuing you a challenge right now. I just need you to begin to open your mouth and begin to worship God. Come on, open your mouth and begin to worship God. God, I love you. I appreciate you. There is none like you, God. Come on, begin to worship him until the glory cloud comes in. Come on, begin to worship him. Come on, open your mouth and worship him. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I bless your name. I bless your name. Come on, saints, and push through. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Glory. Come on, present. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I glorify you. You're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Pray.
Oh, oh,
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. What an awesome God, an awesome God, an awesome God. Yes! Oh, glory! Thank
Jesus!
Jesus! Come on and pray, pray. I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, hallelujah,
yeah,
yeah,
oh, glory, 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 glory,
Jesus, Jesus, oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah. I keep hearing the word fear. Hallelujah. I keep hearing the word fear. Hallelujah. I don't know who's dealing with fear or what kind of fear. I don't know, but I keep hearing fear. But if you get into his presence, fear will have to go. Yanamasa. Yanamasa. Yanyarosaya. Fear will have to go. Hanyaro. Maybe it's a fear of the future. You don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know. Hanyarosaya. Hallelujah. But if you begin to get in his presence. Get in his presence. Get
hallelujah,
in his presence.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, press, press, press.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouths and give God praise. Hallelujah. Let's feel the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on, begin to give us a praise and glory in this house. Hallelujah. Come on, begin to worship the Lord in this place. Come on, begin to love upon him. Begin to love upon him. Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy, Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We magnify your name, we magnify your name.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we see how great is our God. Sing it with me, how great
is
is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
Lift up your hands and sing it all over the building. How great is our God. Lift up your voice.
Sing with me, how great is our God. And all we see, how great,
how great. How great,
how great,
how great is our God. One more time, how great, how great,
how great is our God.
Is our
is our God.
Is our God.
Is our
God. Is our God.
Come on, put those hands together and tell them how great he is. Now open up your mouth and tell them how great your God is.
Hallelujah.
Hiya. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Most High God. Well, saints, it is offering time. Hallelujah. If you have received an offering envelope, please take a moment to fill that out. Thank you, Jesus. Wasn't that an awesome word on tonight? This morning, excuse me. There's actually room on there for any of you that carry plastic only. Everybody doesn't carry check and everybody doesn't do cash. There is a line on the envelope to put your debit card or credit card. If need be. And also for you out there live stream, there's a donate button right there. And Blog Talk, there's a donate button right on our website, www.ctkr.org, O-R-G, where you're seeing us live. Click on the donate button. And please sow into this good ground. Hallelujah. Amen. When you have that gift ready, please stand with it in your right hand. Amen. The woman of God brought a powerful message back to the basics. I know for many of us who have been saved at least over 10 years or more know a little bit about some of the things that she has been talking about. But what has happened is that many people are talking about the old way is just too legalistic and we made it too hard. But you know what? That old path is what kept people. That old path kept people anchored in him. Amen. You were in church every time the door opened. We was fussing and fighting the whole way. But you know what? Many of us who came up under the old pathway are still here and still saved. Even the young people, I remember the power of God would operate through the young people. And the young people stayed saved. There was none all of this in and out, one foot in, and they trying to live a double life on top of. No, we didn't have all these people mixed up. We didn't have people that had a lot of pregnancies going on. And even if they did fall into sin, you know what? It was just that one. You didn't see two, three, four, five coming behind them on the regular. You know why? Because at that time, we would actually make people come up to in front of the church and repent. People don't want to do that no more because they be like, that's my business. This is what I want to do. I shouldn't have to say I'm sorry to anybody. It's not so much. It's out of respect for the church, but also we need to repent before God. Amen? And that's really just a symbolic thing of repenting before God and repenting before the people to say, hey, I'm sorry because I brought a reproach upon the body of Christ. But nowadays, we don't care about that. We don't care that we brought a reproach upon anything. We just let me live my life and do my thing. Amen. And leave me alone as long as I'm paying my tithe and maybe paying my offering. I still have a right. And then we wonder why things aren't right in our life because we're out of order. But that's another message. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get off that right now because I already see myself going somewhere else. Come on, put that offering up in your right hand. Hallelujah. Repeat these words. This which I hold is too small to be my harvest.
It's too small to be my harvest.
Therefore, it must be my seed.
Therefore, it must be my seed.
No seed.
No seed.
No harvest.
No harvest.
Little seed. Little harvest. Much seed. Much harvest. Now speak into the atmosphere what you want that seed to produce in your life.
Yes, command.
I command it.
Command.
Some of us need healing. Some of us need deliverance in certain areas. Some of us are standing proxy for our family members that we need to see saved and delivered. Hallelujah. Some of us need those things, situations worked out on our job. Hallelujah. Some of us need things worked out for our future. These are seeds that we are planting that God is going to bring up a mighty harvest for us. Don't look at that seed for just right now. Look at that seed for a perpetual future. It can't be shy. Hallelujah. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your precious people that are standing here in your presence. Father, we command this seed, whatever it is that they have spoken over it, we command it to bring it up a mighty harvest in the name of Jesus. Father, right now we speak health and wealth over your people, prosperity mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, in their personal lives, in their God connections, their networking. God, we speak prosperity and favor that they would be in, that their soul would prosper even as they prosper in life. God, in the name of Jesus, God, begin to plant seeds that begin to stir up that they're living, getting back to the basics. And that basics and foundation is Christ Jesus. God, we thank you right now for what you're about to do in their lives. We're expecting to see signs, wonders, and miracles on behalf. We're expecting the praise reports. We're expecting a perpetual harvest in their life off of this one seed, God. We command it to be so, and we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Please come from wherever you are and deposit your gift and give God some praise as you are planting your seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on this morning. Wasn't that a mighty word of God? Amen, amen. Now, I want to just make room for Apostle McQueen to give words on this morning. Let us receive him with a hand clap of praise, people of God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, God is good. All the time,
all the time. God is good. Amen. Yes, there we go, right there. I'm so grateful. 4 years now, is it, that we've known Pastor Salter and the family. First came down in 2008. In 2008, we was like, okay, who know how to really have church? I said, you need to go out to Mims and meet up with the Salters out there. I said, okay, who are they? And when I went out, I remember that Sunday morning, we came down the side and I set it back and we looked and I said, okay, they sort of know how to go a little bit. And I remember that Sunday morning is that y'all ended it with a praise and a shout. And I was sitting there, and your husband looked back and said, I said, yeah. He said, I came up and played. And he said, Doc, how come you sat back there the whole service and didn't come up here? I said, because this is y'all. You know, I just came to be a blessing and be a part of it. It wasn't about coming to prove I could play or do anything. It was just about being there. Amen. And I found that since that day, it has been the same way. Amen. It's not about competition and try to see who could do what. It's always about what can we do to help each other. And I can really say that every time that we've asked, you have come. And we're really grateful for that. Amen. For those of you who are on the web, I just want to share with you that tonight at 7 p.m., Prophetess Crystal McQueen will be concluding the matter, amen, if you will. Now, if you never heard her preach, and I say that, I know there's a lot of male figures out there. I said it correctly, preach, amen, because some of you, y'all got, if y'all haven't noticed that the old establishments have crumbled. They said on the news, and I shared this last night, Fox News, they said, what happened? How did this happen? And the thing is, in their mind, they could not feel, because it's always been this way. The first election happened back in 2008, amen? And President Barack Obama got elected in. And from the moment that he said, they said, he has won the presidency, they started the smear. Amen. Before he even took an oath, they had already discredited his presidency. Am I telling the truth? They fought him all the way through. That was how they took over the House and everything else, was by smearing from the very beginning all the way through. Now, it came down to the presidency or the race again. They put up who they wanted. And he, you know, went for reelection. And it was at the point where Ohio went over. You know, it's kind of crazy that we came from a swing state to a swing state. I don't know how that worked. But when Ohio went over, they began infighting. No, you can't call it yet. And I remember, I can't remember her name, but she said, what kind of math are you using? Okay, even to the point where as the commentary, I can't remember what station we were looking at, but he began to say that the white establishment has fallen. Now, I want you to catch this spiritually, because some of you, you know, you're still thinking about the politics and Republican and Democrats. And let me help you all out, because if you can point out a good Democrat, you can point out a good Republican. But I found that every Republican got a whole bunch of Democrat in them, and a whole bunch of Democrats got a whole lot of Republican in them. It used to be we drew the line with Republican and Democrats based on pro-life and pro-choice. But that argument has been exhausted, because both sides agree about when to and when not to. Amen. So you can't go by that anymore. Amen. That's not the issue anymore. It's not about a black man and a white man. It's not about that anymore. It's interesting that the president stood his ground, because instead of rhetoric, what he did was fact. You notice that every time that they spoke, they would ask a question, they would talk around it, and he just said, listen, blah, 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 and it just adds up. I'm trying to figure out how y'all going to do this. It don't add up. And after he gets done talking, he said, this is what I'm going to do. This is where it came from. That's where it's going. And they couldn't refute that. You see that? Now, let's show this in a spiritual sense because, of course, there are people who are watching who are very sore about the race. I want you to know that God had it in his hand to begin with. I heard someone say it like this. You know it's bad when God votes against you because Sandy happened. Sandy happened at the right time. And now who can say that that was not a hand of God? Oh, come on, y'all. Okay. When God said, no, I'm in control of this. You got to realize that in your life, God is in control of everything. People have been plotting, planning, setting themselves up. They have been smearing and doing everything else that they want to do. And after all is said and done, God still has control of his plan for your life. That means that whatever is already done in heaven will be done on earth before the foundation. Huh? You see that? Predestined. That means before there was a earth to fulfill the plan that was already made, the plan was already made. And you were born right now for a purpose in that plan. You didn't just happen. I don't care who called you a oops and said you just showed up and we wasn't expecting. God expected it. That's why you're here. Don't look at your life as a mess and I messed up and I did this. You know, I remember when I had my son out of wedlock and what my wife said, Bishop Gear brought me up to the front of the church. He told me, get off the organ. You ain't playing. I was like, okay. He said, sit on that front row. I sat there and listened to him sing bad. And I was trying to, you know, maybe he going to let me come up and play that song because, you know, we always go in on that one. He was like, mm-mm. And after they got done singing, before he got ready to preach, he said, before I do anything. No, he didn't call me Chris. He said, boy, I came down to the front of the church. He gave me the mic. He said, tell him what you did. I was like, what? What are you talking about? He said, he ain't say nothing. He just gave me that look like. I want to ask the church to forgive me. Because I got a girl pregnant, and he said, now, when did this happen? It happened after one of the concerts we went over. And see, because we can't do that nowadays. People leave the church and talk about you trying to dog them. No, this was about order, amen. I didn't have a second one. Because I wasn't trying to tell off on the first one. Amen? And some people get mad right now because you think that the old establishment needs to stand. But just like you said, the white establishment has fallen. That worldly mentality that you had that was established in your mind has fallen. The Bible says to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Romans 12, 1 and 2, amen? And that means that you have to get to a place where it's in your mind not to look like the world, not to act like the world. The world, you don't say nothing about what I'm doing because this is me. This is me. Guess what? This is the kingdom of God. This is the body of Christ. And when you out of order, the white blood cells, which I wish I could preach about the blood, the white blood cells come to aggress whatever is foreign in the body. So when sin is in the body, the blood should stand up and prevail. Amen. But then there's the red blood cells that will come and bring nourishment to you to heal afterwards. And in the middle of all that are the platelets which close the wounds. You have to allow the blood to be applied. And if we don't allow it to be applied, then we'll bleed out. People are looking at the body of Christ bleeding out. And we don't have common sense enough to apply the blood. Let the old establishment go. It's fallen. That means that whatever you was yesterday, guess what? The mindset that the world had against you and what they thought about you. I know you partied like that. I know you used to hang out with Bebe and Boo Boo and Nene and all the rest of them. I know you were part of this clique and part of that family, regardless of everything that was in your past. Today is a new day. And guess what? Your today establishes your tomorrow. Because today we have a new establishment. Look at your neighbor and say, it's in the name of Jesus. You're part of the body of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So as we, I just did all that because I know that we have a certain time that we have to fulfill before we actually off the air. So that's what I'm doing if y'all wanted to know. Amen. Just a little bit. For those of you over in Africa, Bishop Wandera and you, Uganda, Bishop Apamo Shiendu, Bishop Joe Shiendu, amen. Over in Kenya, Evangelist Ademiyi in Nigeria, Pastor Tiki Caucus over in the Philippines, sons, daughters, God bless you all. Give the family and the churches, mom and my love. We greet you in the name of Jesus, and we want you all to tune back in later on this evening. Prophetess Crystal will be finishing this matter, amen. And as she does so, I want you to know that there are going to be some things that are released in the atmosphere. It is Jesus who gave us this model that we follow. And on the Mount of Transfiguration, you notice that he didn't take all the disciples. He only took Peter, James, and John. And as he took them, that's where he dropped humanity and revealed the fullness of himself. Amen. And some of you, when you come, I used to go and look for numbers to see who was there. Last night we had a wonderful crowd. We filled up both sides. But then I noticed that whenever there